Time now for Around Montgomery County. This week's edition is a feature story on a Hillsboro resident. Driving through Hillsboro and taking the sharp curve by Main Street, you might see a young man working on the facade of his building on Route 16. You might not think much of it, but if you would spend a few minutes talking with him, you'd find out he's a musician, carpenter, family man, landlord, and, in his spare time, a blogger.
The goal of the blog is to help people get excited about the area and also to promote cool things that are happening, help them have a central place to be promoted.
Meet Brian Lee of Hillsboro. I spent a Saturday morning following Brian around as he toured a Hillsboro family's house. He heard they had mid-century stuff, so he contacted them about being featured on his blog.
Well, cool. Let's just walk around.
Walk around. See.
Pretty much just hanging out.
Hanging out.
Hey,
this is Mark.
I'm Brian.
Mark and Nikki Moranville's house is full of art, antiques, and mid-century furniture, a good example of the things Brian likes to showcase on
those
his blog.
I don't know if you guys probably, those are Freakies cereal.
These?
Yeah, those are from the 70s when I was a kid.
Freakies?
Yeah, and this is a cereal I used to eat all the time. And
can
I found,
write that down?
Yeah, found a set in Florida, the complete set in Florida at our friend's shop, and I hadn't seen those probably since I was a kid, and I just thought, I gotta have those.
Because
we always had a battle in our house of who was going to get the prize.
Like all the things you wanted as a kid, but you could never.
Brian toured the house with camera and lighting in hand, asking questions and exchanging stories.
Good quality.
Budapest, Hungary? Awesome. I spent a month there.
Yeah?
My parents are missionaries.
Cool.
That was one of the places that we went. Actually stayed there for... we lived in Prague for a year.
Wow.
And we lived in the kind of rural Czech for a couple of years.
And that's a great segue into the life history of Brian. He spent some of his growing up years in Europe and landed at Greenville College because he heard the band Jars of Clay went there. He majored in communication and minored in music. During his college years, he met Kristen, who is now his wife, and after college, they moved to Nashville to pursue his music career. Brian Lee and his orchestra made 5 albums, and while Brian is still a musician and his band is working on their 6th album, he discovered a love for carpentry when he was in Nashville through meeting a guitar player named Brian Beckett.
6'4", red-headed guy with shaved head, sideburns, Leonard Skinner cut-off shirt, and really super deep voice, earrings, like, rah!
Lee says he worked at Home Depot at the time.
He would come in and ask me for stuff at Home Depot, help with stuff. And then one day, we just like kind of seemed like we got along well. And one day he was like, you need to come work for me and stop working at Home Depot. So basically I went and worked for him, and he was flipping houses and doing jobs and doing rental properties. And so I started working for him doing that, and it was really fun. He was a super cool guy, a character. He was an amazing, really fun, positive, gnarly kind of guy to work for. But working for him is what made it me really, really love it and want to do it. So, and really, I learned most of what I've got me going from him, too. So,
Brian and Kristen moved to Hillsboro about 5 years ago after having their 2nd child.
Say hi, Judah.
Hi.
Brian and Kristen have 3 children, Meta, Judah, and Otto. They moved back to the area to be closer to Kristen's family. Brian and his wife and kids live in Hillsboro in a space that Brian renovated into a loft-type apartment. Brian and his father-in-law own some buildings in Hillsboro that they're working on renovating into apartment and store spaces.
This is an old Benjamin light that I refinished. It's black. This is going to go out front here. I'm gonna add this in, so this will have like a cool hood light. Right there. And then.
Brian says his side hobby of blogging began when his wife got him an economics book for Christmas.
In the book, it talked about how a lot of the start of small towns being renewed is just people getting excited and just the fact that people are thinking about it getting renewed. And I was trying to figure out ways that I could help with that. And one was just to show the things we've done, but also finding other things that people have done and showing them to everyone, because everyone pretty much lives for Facebook now. it's pretty easy to get people excited. No, that's the basic premise, is just that, to show the cool things that I've found and that me and my friends are doing and making, as a way to inspire people that they can do things and that this town is worth kind of renovating.
That idea turned into mysmalltowncool.com. Brian says his blog is mostly design-based.
It's almost more about being photogenic, sort of, in a way, because it's supposed to be a design blog. So, like, I the blogs I read are design blogs. So it's a design blog with the subject matter of our small town. So anything that's, like, to me, design-based, kind of. That's why the Picker's Market was a really good one, because there was a lot. I could choose the things that I really loved and show them. A Picker's Market is all about design, really. I mean, it's an antique-y thing, but it's also industrial stuff. And the article today was a lot of design-based stuff. I'm trying to think what else. I've done some other stuff, like restaurants and stuff like that, too. But I don't know. Anything that really makes, or anything that compares to something great in the city, I would say. Because we have those things, but they're just kind of spread out. So,
touring the Moranville's house with Brian offered a great sampling of the blog's style. In addition to art, the tour featured a lot of talk of music, and by the end of it all, Mark brought out boxes from a closet and everyone sat around digging through boxes of records and mixtapes.
Yes, I loved it. But look!
Husker Du, nice.
Look, you used to make little covers for me. Mm-hmm. I loved it. How cute is that?
Man, this is some romantic stuff right here.
Yeah.
I kind of won your dad over with that, actually.
Yes, she did.
So this guy's got class.
He's got mixtapes and everything.
Yeah.
Montgomery County Economic Development Executive Director Will Shelter pointed out to me that Brian Lee is a great metaphor for a small town. While you may just see a small town as a pretty typical place, when you dig deeper, you find unique stories, history, and possibilities. To see the blog post on the Moranville's collection, Brian's apartment renovations, and more cool stuff in the area, go to mysmalltowncool.com.
I've been feeling so close to you. And I know the moon and stars up too. Your finger is just pulling us in.
For WSMI, I'm Sarah Tomok.